Is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and I kind of I stuck to the schedule, which I guess I told you guys the other day that I'd be here Wednesday night. But you know that can change because me and my crazy job, I could leave at any moment. But I want to knock on wood and or veneer or something. And maybe I won't have to go into work. I've been so lazy the last couple of days. Because I haven't had any real work to do. My schedule has lightened up a little bit. So today, I went to the office briefly and then I was like, I'm not doing it. Even though I should have done some stuff, but, I'll get it done tomorrow. Hopefully, cause I did the same thing yesterday. I had a few things I needed to get done. So I did them and, I'm like, yeah, I'm done. You know, and normally I work until, you know, the wee hours of the night. Well, maybe not so wee, but I do work late. But I'm here. I'm not working, and I haven't received any calls. It is 11 o'clock, so normally that's my first wave of calls. So my second wave of calls normally come at 12 o'clock. So maybe I'll be done hanging out with you guys. Before that happens, if that happens, and I get some sleep, because you know tomorrow, I talked about this the other day on the Glitter and the Glitter and the Geek podcast here on the 5x5. I've been talking about Barnes and Noble's Get Pop Cultured event, and I'll talk about more of that on Sunday. But tomorrow, if you guys like me didn't get to go to San Diego Comic Con, which is taking place as we speak or as I speak during this week, today through Sunday, with all the fabulousness that's going on, I'm definitely going this year. I'm making a promise to myself, if I have to go by myself, I'm definitely going next year. But that's going on. So every year, Barnes & Noble, well, not every year, this is the second year, Barnes & Noble has a event, monthly event. Last year, it's like 3 weeks, that they call Get Pop Culture, to where they shine the light on pop culture, on the pop culture genre. Now this year they're doing like through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and today. And then there's spotlight on comic books, anime, television, movies, stuff like that. But tomorrow, specifically, which is the big day, this is probably where they're going to have their biggest sales, is the convention exclusives. Now, normally when you have these convention exclusives, like from San Diego Comic-Con or some of these bigger comic book conventions, you can only get them from the comic book conventions or through eBay, from somebody who purchased it at the comic book conventions. But last year, Hot Topic and Barnes & Noble, they both participated in the shared exclusives where they changed the tag a little bit from the SDCC one to convention exclusive, which is the same one. Last year, they started sharing some of those items that you could only get during the big con. So like there was Battle Buffy last year and a couple things from Games of Thrones from a pop figure standpoint. You know, I collect those things. And so this year they're doing the same thing. So tomorrow I'm getting up really early so I can get to Barnes & Noble. And then I'm going to make my way down to the mall so I go to Hot Topic, because that's when they're all going to be available. So if you haven't done so as of yet, you can join our Life with Funko Pop Facebook group, facebook.com/LifeWithFunkoPop. It is a closed group, so you would have to ask to be in the group, but we let anybody in. We're a very open and fun group, so check that out. But tomorrow, so look for that. Look for pictures on the Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, or on Instagram, one funny guy, the number one, funnyguy. And see what I got. So there's some things I want to get, and I'm like, I'm calculating, like, how much money am I really going to spend? You know, there's like $15 a piece. I do have $30 in hot cash that I'm going to use at Hot Topic, but at Barnes Noble, well, I think they'll make $15 a piece, because normally their pops are like $9, so they raised them, $6? And then I have my 10% off. And so I just want two. There's two main ones that I want. The unmasked Captain America and the unmasked Arrow. And then there's a Snuffle up against a 6 foot, a bigger pop, a 6 foot one, 6 foot, six inches versus a 3 inches. Makes a difference, trust me. And and so those are going to be available. So even if you haven't been, my particular, and I'll talk about this more on Sunday, my particular Barnes Noble here in town, they're not doing so great of a job. It hasn't been fun. It hasn't been exciting. The employees are like walking around pretty much clueless, or like, we don't care. But I'll say this, and I'll go on to something else. But, you know, I have a very deep sales background, and this is what I learned from working in Atlanta in sales, which I've always held just about in anything, getting an interview. When you have an opportunity, you know, to either sell yourself or you have more people in front of you, you think it would behoove you to make those opportunities count, you know, and I think that goes for anything you do in life. You have to make your opportunities count. And when I'm talking about having more people in the store during your events, I think it's important that you make those moments count instead of walking around like you don't know what's going on. But that's a management thing. That's a management issue that needs to be addressed, because you're losing dollars, again, because you have – You get the person in front of you. Take them out of the market, because now, you know, there's too many people on this kind of pop culture kick. Now you have GameStop, you have FYE, you have Coconuts, Hot Topic, Walgreens has jumped in it, Target has jumped in. You know, take them out of the market. You know, be the one that people like, ooh, remember where I got that at? And I had such great service. Let me go back there. Anyhow, I'll get off that soapbox. But we will talk about bad customer service before we begin everything. Let's go to yesterday. You know, like I said, I work a lot, and my schedule's kind of wonky, so I don't get to cook as much. But right now, because Chicago Comic Con is coming up at the end of August, I'm going there for my birthday. That's going to be my birthday present to myself. I need to lose some weight. So you guys won't think I'm being a hypocrite, but I'm lying. But starting Monday, you know, like actually this evening, I went to Subway. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. I went to Subway, so I ate a little healthier. But yesterday, I rode through KFC. And, you know, I don't know if you guys know, like, in your particular city, where the bad restaurants are. There's good restaurants, and there's the ones like, don't go over there because you won't get your food, or there'll be bugs and shit in it. But, no, I was rode through KFC, and this is notorious, one of the bad ones, that, like, you know, you taking your chance rolling through there. But, you know, just in defense of them, the last couple of times, they were okay. So let me roll through there, grab me something to eat so I can take my black ass home. And so I rode through, and I ordered a 6-piece tender meal, whatever. It was way too much money. And I'm like, I know that's too much money, but whatever, I'm trying to get home. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm eating, and I'm watching TV, and I'm like, my box feels off a light. You know, I'm like, as I look at it, I'm like, there's only three in there. How hard is it to count to six? So I was like, well, look, at, you know, sometimes they misunderstand you and they charge you the wrong thing. But I knew it was right because I paid so much money for it. So anyhow, I'm like, yeah, that's not quite right. And so in my box, of course, there's only three chicken strips versus the six. But on my receipt, it says six. So I'm like, you idiot. So I call. And so what irritates me the most when you call back to say, hey, I didn't get this or this was wrong. I hate when the person says, well, can you come back? Hell no. I was going through the drive-thru to start with. You know, that doesn't make sense. Hell no, I'm not coming back. He's like, well, what do you want you to do? Well, I want you to do...
get your life.
To get your damn life and give my money back when I come back through tomorrow or the next day. But of course, he's like, well, I'll give you a big, I guess, a family size, and I'll throw some... you like cookies? Now, you know, he was talking to the wrong person. He has my fat ass if I like cookies. And so I didn't want to say... I didn't want to be the fat person like, yeah, I want some cookies. I said, whatever, dude. You know, he's like, well, I'll throw some cookies in there, and you're drinking everything, and it'll be fine, and you get the... I'm like, okay, what's your name? But see, next time I have to go in, because if I go to the drive-thru, they'll be spitting in my food and throwing it on the ground and throwing it in my box, and I'll really have to go off. But that was one, which was kind of irritating me. And then today for lunch, when I was on my way home from the office, today for lunch I go through McDonald's drive-thru. Again, this is the one. The closest one to my home, but it's the notorious one. Like, yeah... you know, and it has a worse reputation than the KFC. And so I go through there, and I don't remember what I got. This is what happened. I had one a few days ago. They start their Minion Mania. You know, the little Minions that really have a movie coming out. They start that contest, and I had won a select chicken sandwich. So when I go through the drive-thru, I tell the chick, hey, I have one of those Minion Mania free select chicken free chicken, select chicken sandwiches. And she's like, what? Just drive around the window. I'm like, but I want to see the menu so I can get somebody something else to go with it. And so I drive around there. Of course, it takes me 15 minutes to get from the microphone to the pay window. And so she snatches the little thing out of my hand. And so now I'm irritated. You know, for one, I shouldn't have to do this. For two, don't snatch anything from me. So it was a young girl, and I'm like, you know, young kids don't care when they're working at fast food. They should, you know, that's I was that age, but I was respectful. I was respectful because my mother and my father wouldn't have it any other way. Anyhow, she's like, give me a second. I'm like, oh, girl, you really tried me. I need to know if you're 18 or not. It's like I could punch you through this window. I'm just playing. I'm not Chris Brown. And so, I tell the, so she comes back with the manager, and she's like, is all you want is a sandwich? I said, no, but since the menu's not in front of me, not that I don't know the McDonald's menu, she told me to run because she didn't know what she was doing. I don't know what select sandwich is available. Oh, crispy a grill. I'm like, you know what? Fine. I'm not arguing with you stupid people. Just give me the crispy sandwich. I want a medium fry and a large drink. That's all I want. So, again, it takes me another 25 minutes to get up to... but I had paid, mind you. The extra money was like $3 and a penny. And so I drive up to the... finally get to the driveway. Another 25 minutes. I was watching videos on YouTube. That's how I know there was like... I watched 3 3-minute videos and 2 5-minute videos. And that's right at 25 minutes, right? And so when I get to the window, she's like, can you pull up and we'll have your food right out? I said, you've had a half an hour to make my food. What is the problem? Seriously. And so I did pull up because, again, I want to go home. And so she brings my food out. She didn't bring my drink. And so I said, you forgot my drink. Huh? Okay. So if it was me, I would just go back, get the person's drink, and just come right back out. 10 minutes. I'm like, come on now. Seriously. So I had to get out of my car. So now I'm really pissed. I had to get out of my car. I go in there. I said, young lady, you didn't bring my drink. Oh. And so then I start popping off at the mouth. I'm like, the buffoonery in here is repulsive. And y'all need to get your act together. Of course, I said some other things. But I don't want you to think I'm evil or mean. Well, I am a little evil. I'm a little mean. But it was just ridiculous. It was just ridiculous about how people, especially managers, that's the management as well. Because if I was the manager, you know, and I've been in management to where I had to, you know, curtail employees' behavior, you know, even to this day, you know, I'm in management now. Stop it. You know, you can't work for me with this attitude and this poor job performance. You know, y'all all need to be fired. And y'all want to fuss about not making enough as a minimum wage because you don't deserve it. And that's all I said about that. But anyhow, thank you guys for checking us out tonight, whenever, wherever, however, you're checking out the 5x5 podcast, whether you're checking out here live on Spreaker.com, and you can always join us in the chat room, or if you're catching us on iTunes or Stitcher, don't forget to rate, subscribe, leave a comment over there for us, or if you're catching it from our Blogspot blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com, the 5's in numeric, just like in our Twitter address, at the 5x5, send us a tweet and tell us what we can eat. See, I should have been a rapper. So tonight, we're talking about Bill Cosby and this nonsense, Subway Jared, Justin Bieber, and Do I Sound Gay? Don't answer that. Y'all can send me a voicemail from the 5x5.blogspot.com. Hit the voicemail link on the right side of the page and send me a voicemail, and I'll play it next time we are on. So when we come back, we're going to start all that and talk about a little bit more here on the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. I'll be right back.
I'll be damned if y'all get married. How's the baby? How you adjusting? Ain't gon' work, you got problems trusting. Letting me stop, I'm supposed to be focused. But these knives are the coldest. Will you ever let her go? I don't know. Will I ever be first? I hope. But I ain't just sitting around. Can't wait for someone to sing my words. Damn, I can't compete with a baby. Is there any room? But no drug can take me where you can. No, I just want you where I am. 1,000 of them just want one hand. Drowning in all of my excuses. Heart is feeling useless. Probably should've used it less. Will you ever let her go? I don't know. Will I ever be first? I hope. But I'm just sitting around. Can't wait for someone to sing my words. Damn, I can't compete with a baby. Is there
late to the game when it comes to music, and you know, cause I'm very, not that I'm very specific, you know, I do have my major Beyonce moments and Janet moments and stuff like that, but I'm late to the game with K. Michelle. I don't know, was she on that show Love and Hip Hop? I don't know where she came from. It doesn't matter, but I've been listening to her nonstop. That is off Anybody Wanna Buy a Heart, Available on iTunes, and the song is called Maybe I Should Call. And I think we all have those moments to where you have a breakup, or you're not sure if you want to be involved, or you have a little fight in your relationship, and then you have that second guess where maybe this is how they related to me. Maybe I should have called them. You know, maybe I could have worked this out, but I guess that could go in any situation. But then she's talking about love them, love them, love them. They say, the right one is the one about Tamar Braxton, but this is about one of her ex-boyfriends that's a basketball player, I think. But it's a good song, you know, and she's a really, really hard-edged girl because she says a whole bunch of stuff. And she, where are they getting these asses from? If y'all don't know who she is, y'all need to Google her and look at her, but go to YouTube, look at the video. She has the biggest ass. I mean, made me look at it twice, like, you know, but this good song. Maybe I should call, and I'm like, well, that's a good song. That's a really, really good song, and it sends a message, and I love message songs, you know. I love an anthem, you know, and that's an anthem for all the people who have second guessed and lost out, you know, because they didn't, you know, make a move, or they didn't initiate a conversation. And it happens. That's life. So that's a good song for all of us. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. So your boy, not me, your boy Bill Cosby is in it. And in it deep. Now, to be clear, he's not going to jail. He might lose a little money over this. And people are mad at Whoopi Goldberg because she defended him. But she defended the part to where he hasn't been convicted. You know, although I don't know how much she can defend. And I normally love Whoopi Goldberg. I think she should be the president of the United States. When he came out saying that he did, I guess from that 2005 case where they paid the person off, where he did, in fact, drug the young lady in question, and talking about other interns that he had drugged them in order to have sex. And they try to keep that all sealed up so nobody would know about it. I don't know necessarily nobody would know, or just the public humiliation from, you know, that Cliff Huxtable was America's dad. Yeah, they were really white folks, but they had a black face. And don't get me started on Paula Deen's ass. That'll be next. But it's, you know, he was America's dad. Everybody wants to be Cliff Huxtable, including the sweaters. It was the best family, you know. And, you know, he made a lot of money. He became household. A household name back in, I guess it would have been the late 80s, yeah, late 80s, early 90s possibly, and this is just kind of put a very, very seedy slant on all of that. But Raven Simone would not say anything about him because she said on The View the other day, she's like, without him, I wouldn't be sitting right here right now, you know, which I agree. I think she's talented, you know, but there's a lot of cute little black girls with pigtails, right? You know, Rudy. Anyhow, that'd be the scandal. It's like Lisa Bonet, or what's Rudy's real name? Y'all know Rudy's real name? Or Raven Simone. She's not going to say anything. Keisha Knight Pullum is going to say anything if something happened. I don't think that happened, but you never know. But Bill Cosby needs to go away at this point. You know, stop doing interviews, go away. No, you know, you have enough money that you could live a very, 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 a life that I'll never live maybe if I win the lottery, you know, a life that I possibly would never live. You can do that and be quiet and move on, because we don't need you responding to anything because you're making it worse. With that being said, R. Kelly has some comments to make. He says Bill Cosby is a pervert that belongs in jail. Men lie, women lie, but 20 women don't lie. R. Kelly says, speaking on how over 20 women have come out saying that Bill Cosby assaulted them after being drugged. R. Kelly spoke on Bill Cosby's rape allegations, calling the comedian a pervert and saying he belongs in jail with the rest of the criminals. I just really hope he didn't put his filthy hands on Olivia. Raven Simone. Of course, she was my favorite, not grown-ass Raven Simone, but Olivia, said R. Kelly, as he explained how much he enjoyed watching the Cosbys in his late 20s. He says he auditioned for a part, but for some reason they never called back. He believes everybody is innocent and proved guilty, but this time the proof is in the pudding, no pun intended. The thing is, does R. Kelly really have a lot of room to talk? Does he? I mean, seriously, you need to shut that on down, R. Kelly, because wasn't you pissing on people back in the 90s to where they made a fool out of you? You was dating Aaliyah underage, so pots meet kettle. Anyhow, so I know there'll be more to the story. I guess he has said he had a prescription for Quaaludes, and he would mix those in drinks and drug the women to have sex. And but now, from what the article says, that Bill admitted to drugging women in a court case years ago, which brings proof to the story of over 40 women who claim he drugged and raped them. But my thing is, Bill Cosby, did you really need to drug and rape anybody? If you did it, you admitted to it, you know, partly, you're Bill Cosby. You have a ton of money. You could have got any ratchet chick off the street, throw a little dough. You know, I mean, seriously. So that is, like, again, that puts a whole dark and kind of seediness to the whole Bill Cosby history and what he's accomplished. You know, it's kind of sad because he's like on the board of all these colleges. He did step down. I don't know if it was Tuskegee or one of the schools that he's affiliated with. What's that movie, the show he had with Lisa Bonet in it? A Different World. But he stepped down from one of the boards. I don't know which one it was. But I wonder what his wife is saying. You know, Camille, you know. What's she saying? She's like, you know, you did what? You embarrassed me. You know, I know a black woman. But thing is, she ain't going to let y'all know. He's going through hell in that house. But y'all will never know what's going on behind those closed doors. But what I said earlier about Paula Deen, I guess she tweeted, or she says, and I'm sure it was, this is how it went down, her social media person tweeted a picture of her as Ricky Ricardo, no, as her son, as Ricky Ricardo, and she was looking like Lucy, although she looked a little bit like a white Aunt Jemima, I'm just saying. And her son was in blackface. Well, we're not going to say blackface. I ain't going to tell that lie. He was in brownface. And people are losing their mind. Now, can I say that I'm offended by it? I can't say that because I'm not offended by it. I just think she's just a dumb hick, you know. And if I have any people that consider themselves hicks, I'm not talking about you. You know, sometimes when I say shit on here, then they take it as a blanket statement. I'm talking about everybody. You know, remember that shit happened back in the day. And the article says from CNN, Paula Deen has some explaining to do. Again, an image posted on her social media accounts Tuesday showed Dean and her son, Bobby, dressed as Lucy and Ricky Ricardo from the classic 1950s television show, I Love Lucy. It might not have been so bad if Bobby Dean's face was not clearly painted a darker shade of brown than his hands. Lucy, you got a lot splaining to do, read the caption of the photo, which has been deleted from all her social media accounts. Dean, in a statement issued by a spokeswoman, apologized to all who were offended. She blamed a social media manager for posting an image from a Halloween episode of Paula's Best Dishes that aired in 2011. As such, Paula Deen Ventures has terminated their relationship with this social media manager. The statement says, many were quick to call out the look as brown face and ask what the popular chef was thinking, especially 2 years after she was fired from the Food Network for using a racial flair. As one person tweeted, oh boy, Paula Deen does not get it. And another person said, oh God, you did not. Oh my God, Paula Deen, look, you need some money to hire a PR person that controls what you say and tweet. Not everyone took the issue with the look. Fans on her Facebook page called it adorable and cute before the post was removed. The photo originally appeared on her Facebook page in 2011 from her Sense Council Food Network show. Let's see. Another photo in the set showed Bobby Deen in the makeup chair getting his face made up in what seemed like to a Oompa Loompa or bad fake tan. I hope that all didn't mess up. My computer did something weird right there, so that might have been all blanked out. I don't think nothing was going through the microphone. I was talking about Paula Deen and the black face, brown face with her son. There's a CNN article talking about how the picture, people were offended. I wasn't too offended about it because I think it was innocent. She wasn't thinking. And I think the only reason people are offended now is because of the problem she had a couple of years ago when where she had used the N-word slur had kind of popped up, and you know, people are a little still sensitive about that. So, but she's fired her person. You know, she didn't do it herself, but it was a bad move. You know, because that picture had been out before, obviously, and so now they're like, yeah, we fired that person. We had nothing to do with it. We do apologize. But, you know, does that help? In today's, we're so fickle anymore now, and forgiveness is a thing that doesn't come too often, especially when you're a media person, a media personality. It's just unheard of. We're so eager to jump on the I got you, I found this out about Jeff, that bandwagon, that it doesn't really matter anymore if somebody says I'm sorry. Sometimes those things for me, sorry sometimes is sufficient. We don't know her. But yeah, this was a bad move, and she can't help it. It's just a mess, wouldn't you say so?
I like a tornado girl.
Yeah, so so anyhow, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about another, now, you know, a pop culture media icon, Jared from Subway. There's some drama coming on with him. And then before we wrap up tonight, there's a new documentary coming out called Do I Sound Gay? So we return. We will talk about him, and maybe we'll talk about Justin Bieber's butt. And we'll go from there. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Let's go. Oh, Justin Bieber, you can call me.
Call me. Call me.
Oh, Justin Bieber, you can call me.
Call me. Call me.
Well, after Justin Bieber's picture of his butt popped up on Instagram, he almost broke the damn thing because, you know, I think he's too much of a, for me to say, ooh, Justin Bieber is fine, would be creepy because he still has too much, he looks too much like a boy. I don't know how old he is, you know, but that's creepy. But he's putting these grown pictures up, so I guess he's probably over 18, of his ass, and he obviously likes being naked, and he's sending his penis pics to that one girl that he was dating, allegedly. And so the butt picture popped up on Instagram, and people lost their minds. And then I hate when people say, well, people shouldn't be making comments about his butt. That's just really rude, and he shouldn't put the picture up there. You know, get your life. I had Tamar say it for me.
Get your life.
Because if he didn't want the attention or he didn't want somebody to say something, he would have done it in the first place. Not that anybody really cares. You know, he has a nice butt. But now, since he's done it, now pictures of John Legend's butt has popped up. And then one of the websites did the best male butts in Hollywood. So I think Idris Elba was on there, Taye Diggs, Michael Fassbender, Jake Gyllenhaal, all these famous butts from people, from me, celebrities. And I'm like, look what you started. So we're going to be seeing asses upon asses upon asses. But, you know, hey, if Justin Bieber was another 20 years older, I would,
Let's go. Oh, Justin Bieber, you can call me.
Call me.
Yeah, because, or you can do it now, you know, if you're grown. But that was off the mixtape from K. Michelle. It's a K. Michelle type of night, right? She was talking about how he's a little black boy, and I'm sure he eats fried bologna and grape Kool-Aid. You know, and if he wants a black girl, call her. I don't think he can handle all that ass, but he can call her. But speaking of underage, and I didn't really want to go there, but I'm sure everybody's going to be talking about it, so I'll give my points of view. Although I will say, Jarrett Fogel, I think it's his real name. You know, the guy, Jarrett, the Subway guy that I didn't know lived in Indiana, out up there outside of Indianapolis. I didn't know. Yes. He lives outside of Indianapolis. So he is a Hoosier, and as despicable as all this sounds, he's not been charged with anything, but, the FBI, they don't go to your house and do a raid if they don't have, be different from the police, because the police will fuck some stuff up. But if the FBI is knocking at your door talking about, hey, we need to come and roll up and through here because we think you involved in this other shit over here, step aside. You know, when they roll up to your house, you know there's some shit ready to go down. So Jarrett Fogel, weight loss story made him a celebrity, but his career may be forever damaged after police searched the Subway spokesman's home 2 months after an associate's arrest on child pornography charges. The FBI, Indiana State Police, and U.S. Postal Service on Tuesday grabbed documents, electronics, and other items from Fogel's Zionsville home from early morning through early evening. Officials streamed back and forth between the house and a large evidence truck parked in the driveway. Authorities would not comment on the nature of the investigation, but was assisting investigators, his attorney said. Jerry has been cooperating and continues to cooperate with law enforcement in their investigation of unspecified charges and looks forward to its conclusion. He has not been detained, arrested, or charged with any crime or offense. So that's important. So, again, like I was saying earlier, we're so quick, Zach, hold on a second. One of my favorite people in the world is listening to my show right now. Hey, Zach, what's up? He says, hey, David, finally caught my boo live. Aw. Now, see, I just feel all really special. I hope you're doing good. How are you? See, this is the fun part about doing my live podcast. I get to talk to people that I actually like. He's been very, very, he's been way too nice to me. So it's good when somebody thinks you're doing a good job and they tell you. But hey, we're talking about Jared. From Subway. Well, I'm talking about Jared. But like I was saying earlier, we're so quick to judge about if somebody's done something, if they get their name in the paper. This was an associate that he's affiliated with in some form or another that was arrested for child pornography charges. Obviously, this associate has thrown Mr. Jared under the bus. Now, if he's done something wrong, clearly, he needs to answer for, but he hasn't been charged with anything. So, I'm not going to say hopefully that he gets out of this, because, like I said, if he's done something wrong, then yes, he needs to be convicted or be held accountable for his participation. But Subway is saying in a statement Tuesday, the fast food giant and its every pitchman were, that doesn't make sense, they're suspending their relationship because of the probe. Earlier in the day, the company said it was shocked over the news. By the end of the day, it had pulled a page of Fogle from their, pulled a page on Fogle from its website. Fogle's rise as sandwich spokesman turned the Huser into a celebrity. He was 425-pound freshman at Indiana University when he embarked on an unusual diet of turkey and veggie subs in 1998. After losing 235 pounds, he began to appear in the television commercials on Saturday. He has since starred in more than 300 Subway commercials, appeared in numerous television shows and movies, wrote an autobiographical book, and pulls in $5,000 to $10,000 for personal appearances. His net worth now may exceed $15 million. $15 million. See, this is why my fat ass needs to go to Subway right now. They need a spokesperson, because Jared, we will never see Jared's ass again. I need to go to Subway and get on this little Subway diet, because I went tonight. And loses weight so I can get that $15 million, you know, because they haven't had a black spokesperson. So I think it's time that black, gay, Zach seemed to think Jared can keep his foot long. Jared, keep your foot long. I need to go over there. But the funny thing is, I was at Subway tonight, and you know, if you ever go to a store like that, like you go to Chipotle or a place where they prepare your food in front of you, there are certain people that can't make my sandwich. If you're skinny and you got muscles, and are you a tiny little girl, you can't make my sandwich, because you're going to make it like how you want to eat it. Because I've been to Subway before to where they want to give you a little scoop of cheese, two or three pieces. No, the shredded cheese. They give you two little pieces of shredded cheese on there, and tear the bacon in half, give you half a bacon, and give you a little teaspoon of mayonnaise, which is probably what they're supposed to do. But no. So I'm in Subway tonight, right? And I seen who I wanted to make my sandwich. No tea, no shade. Because when I seen her, I'm like, oh, this is the chick that's going to make my sandwich. So she was a lady of a particular I ain't calling no name, but I don't even talk. She was a lady of a particular size. So I'm like, oh, this chick can make a sandwich. I'm here to tell you. And so the little boy tried to come. I was like, I don't want you making my sandwich. I want her. You know, he looked at me. I'm like, nah, I want this right here, because she's a big girl. And so she's like, oh, hey, babe, what you want? I'm like, oh, she's one of those kind of girls, too. So I said, I take that turkey, put a little bacon on there. And I didn't even have to tell her nothing else. You know, because sometimes us people of a particular size, we know how we want to eat. She know I didn't want no little piece of cheese. She didn't know I didn't want no light mayonnaise. She know I didn't want no vinegar. She knew what she made me. I didn't look at her. She could have been my woman. She's putting that mayonnaise on there. Because sometimes you have to tell them, can I get one more squirt? And so you look like the fat person in line just eating up all the mayonnaise. Not with this chick. She was like, what else? I want some mayonnaise. I ain't had to tell her how much to put on. She knew it. So I'm like, I have to leave. I'm sorry, you can't make my sandwich. I want her. So if she's not working on Subway the next time I go, I won't be stopping to get a Subway sandwich from them until my girl's working. But that's the same way, like when I go to Chipotle and places, you got these skinny people up there measuring out the chicken and the beans. I need somebody who's more intuitive and a little rounder to make my burrito. I want my burrito so big that you need to go in the back and get a big piece of aluminum foil to wrap that, because it's so big, bigger than my head. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Some people just can't make your sandwich. Like, you know, at McDonald's places, you're going to get the same shit. You know, but when you go to places where they actually make your food and you get the ingredients out there, get the big person, because they're going to make it like you want to eat it. You're going to get your money worth over there. Anyhow, when we come back, we're going to ask the age-old question that I've actually struggled with, you know, Do I sound gay? You know, and I know some of y'all have asked that question to yourself. Some of y'all straight boys, y'all would say, do I sound like a bitch? I don't know. It doesn't matter, but we're going to talk about that. Wrap up. We're going to reapproach, since my friend Zach is in the chat room, what's going to be released tomorrow at the local Barnes & Noble Hot Topics. And then we're going to sign off for the night. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Rub your titties if you got nice weed.
Memphis, stand up. A-Town, stand up.
Romantic, romantic, romantic.
Academy.
Fuck you. You's a pussy nigga anyway. While you're talking about me, tell them how I rolled your face. Memphis 10, where we get it in. Money over everything. Chicks be fucking just to win. First, 48 is the scene. I can kill a bitch dreams. How you see me in my jeans? If that's your nigga, tell him stay up off my ringer. Bout to cock it back, watch me shoot my middle finger like. Jive records, that's it. Michelle from straight from the ass blog. I'm like, fuck you. Smelling like a fish market. You angry bitches, I'm like. I'm gonna get y'all some t-shirts and say I hate K. Michelle. Are you hating bitches?
Here they go.
Man. Hold me up. Fuck you. Hey, the bitches that you came with. Why ugly bitches always wanna talk the most shit. Dumb shit. Sweet valley high shit. Really, man. Fuck you and your whole clique. I'm from Memphis. Jump a gay, slap a bitch. I ain't in the street, and I ain't with that shit. I see a lot of niggas, but not a lot of men. All of a sudden, stranger bitches trying to be my friend. For real, though, I don't know none of you hoes. I don't. Tell Sally Mae. I know that hoes. To that flight attendant that didn't want to give me another drink. Fuck you, okay? Ha! Man, I really ain't got no more beef, you know? I mean, to get rich, I mean, you ain't gotta talk shit.
That's how we feel, K.
Twerk, 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 twerk. I'm gonna play this song because it has no two of the words that people really don't like. They have that N word up in there, and they has F. Well, I say fuck. There's fuck you up in it. but you know, hey, that's not me. That's K. Michelle. I told you she was a hard chick. But sometimes you want to be around, and there's people that I just want to say fuck you to. You know, because I don't like you. You know, but I'm nice. I'm changing my wicked ways. And, you know, I have to give points to Kirk Cameron. You know, Michael Seaver from, was it Family Ties, Family Matters, All in the Family? One of those shows. He says, forget gay marriage. Kirk Cameron said this, y'all, so pay attention. Fornicators and adulterers in church, a bigger issue than trying to redefine marriage, have others trying to redefine marriage. So he said Christians should clean up their own act before condemning gay marriage. When people get too focused on redefining marriage, you're distracted from the bigger problem. Fornicators and adulterers, say that. I wish I had a choir music. I'm going to get that for next time. If the people sitting in the pews are fornicators and adulterers, the church would destroy marriages much more quickly than those outside the church. When God's people mock marriage, God doesn't take that lightly. That's the only thing that I have a problem with a lot of Christians speaking for God. You know, you're trying to interpret what God said, you know, from your own set of life experiences, and you're trying to say, or where you are in your life, or where you are in your religious life. I'm not down with that. I don't think you can speak for God. You know, the Bible gave you the Bible. God gave man the Bible to use as a guide to live. So I don't think you can speak for God, Kirk. But anyhow, Cameron declined to criticize gay marriage and same-sex unions, saying that's not a priority. I think the greatest threat to marriage is not other people's definition of marriage. The church isn't taking God's definition of marriage seriously. It's not other people sabotaging marriage that's the problem. So I guess he's doing these seminars around the country called Love Worth Fighting For. And he was at the First Baptist Church in Fairhope recently, and he was talking about these things. And you know, his sister Candace Cameron and Raven Simone get to argue the other day on The View, you know, about, you know, this whole thing that's kind of polarizing the nation about the lesbian couple that sued the bakery for not making their wedding cake, but her Candace's small-minded approach and not really understanding, you know, are cherry-picking Christians, like I always say. She said, well, they had a problem with the ceremony. And so Whoopi, in her ultimate wisdom, says, well, were they invited to the wedding? You know, and that's the thing. So you're going a step further than what you're a business in America. If you are there to make money, you should not be able to say, I don't want to serve you. I don't want to serve you. I don't want to serve you. Because it is discrimination. We don't have that right. So if you want to go somewhere to where you can do that, then by all means, but we don't play that in America. And hopefully they get that message when they write that $135,000 check to them lesbians, because then they'll, Chris, what would lesbians buy with $135,000? I need you to tell me. Voicemail. But anyhow, so that's surprising for me that Kirk Cameron came out on that side. He wasn't condoning gay marriage, but he's like, that's not the real problem. I've always say, for people can really open, for though again, for those who are without sin, cast the first stone. That's what I'm talking about. I don't have a problem with your religion. I don't have a problem with your beliefs. But don't sit there and act like this is the only thing that's said in the Bible when there's a lot of stuff surrounding that that's equally as bad. Anyhow, I just had to get that out because I just had to. So I want to play this clip from a new movie that's coming out. I think it's coming out this summer. I don't know if it's going to be in the theaters. I know it's been to Sundance and a lot of the film festivals out there. And I've struggled with this. But no, here, we're going to listen to the clip first. And when we come back, we'll discuss it. And then we'll wrap up for tonight.
If I'm in a hotel and I call the front desk, they always say, we'll have that right up to you, ma'am.
Your voice can change, and I'm going to show you how right now. This is me, David.
I'm a little mystified as to why I talk the way I talk.
Do you guys think I sound good?
When you say it like that, you do.
How and when did I learn to sound gay?
I'm used to hearing my voice now. When I would first hear it, I would be appalled.
Did you ever listen to yourself and think, God, I sound gay?
I'd have to say, if I told you no, I'd be lying.
A lot of gay men are self-conscious about sounding gay because we were persecuted for that when we were young.
When I was in third grade, people started making fun of the way I talked, and that's when the bullying started.
I felt so disconnected. I wasn't sure who to be or what to sound like.
This thing of hypermasculinity is such a conscious performance in gay male culture all the time. It just feels so oppressive.
Somebody will say, I didn't know you were gay. And it's like, why does that make me feel good? And I hate myself for thinking that.
You know, all of that self-hatred and anxiety really gets shoved under, and it can last for generations.
I don't remember what I sounded like growing up.
September 1993, you sounded like a straight boy. By May, you were sounding pretty gay.
I don't think there is such a thing as sounding straight.
People think my straight friend Chris sounds gay.
We need two strawberries.
My gay friend Matt is the straightest sounding guy I know.
I perform like every one of my other brothers.
Perhaps you picked this up when you were young by listening more to women than to men.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
What's wrong with sounding like you are who you are?
I love my gay voice. I don't have to come out to anyone. I say hello, and it's a done deal.
There's nothing wrong with you.
We enunciate.
Love, law, resignation.
I think I sound like a very small man. You know, like this.
I have to say, I can relate to what the creator of this documentary is trying to get at by talking about, do I sound gay? Every time I've heard my voice, and this is like way back when I was a kid, my sister and I, we used to do a lot of singing. Yes, he can sing. We used to do a lot of singing in church. And I always, even today, I always have hated my recorded voice. I never have liked it. And then when I started doing I started a podcast back in, 2008, 2009. And then I was so appalled by my recorded voice because I thought I sounded absolutely ridiculous. And I thought I sounded really gay. And I didn't, and for some reason, being the person who I am, that bothered me. It really did. And so I had an issue with how I sounded. So then I just kind of ditched the podcast thing back then. And then, of course, you know, a couple years ago or a year and a half, 2 years ago, I started again. I'm like, well, what the hell? I don't care. But then, you know, through the course of me doing the podcast and things like that, so many people was like, I love your voice. Now, if you haven't heard my Pride 48 live streaming show, it's on iTunes, it's on iHeartRadio as well. The edit is on iHeartRadio. You can hear it here on Spreaker. I think it says live at Pride 48. And then some of the people that were listening in the chat room there, they'd be like, who is this guy with this voice? And when I hear that, and I've heard it for years, people will say, wow, are you when I lived in Atlanta and I was in sales, and it's like, you should, so many people told me, you should do radio. You have a radio voice. Zach, what do you think? Do I have a radio voice? Honest opinion. And I was like, my first thing, I hate my recorded voice. And then sometimes I listen, like when I'm going to bed, I'll listen to one of my podcasts, like an old one. And I'm like, oh, wow, I hate my voice. It just sounds ridiculous. But I'm learning to embrace it. I guess eventually when enough people tell you, your voice sounds good. And not that it should be sound like anything. I hear other podcasts, I'm like, oh, wow. Your voice sounds amazing, you know. I think one of my co-hosts from the Weekly Week Rewind, I think Tristan has a great voice, you know. I think those guys, Gary, and I think, you know, Chris, I love Chris's voice, you know. I'm like, I don't think I'm on that level, but then I guess you hear different things, and I think we're our own worst critic, and I listen more closely to what I'm saying, and I hear things, and I'm like, oh, that sounds bad. But when growing up, and, you know, even as an adult, you know, I used to think people are going to think I sound gay, you know, because I'm a little more flamboyant, you know, and so I did. I would, when I went to work, I would talk like this because it was a little bit deeper, and I could talk deeper, and I could be more professional. I thought it sounded more professional, you know. Little did I know, when I sold furniture, you know, the gay guy selling furniture makes the most money because women trust our opinion. So I learned to embrace that in sales, especially in that type of sales. You can make a lot of money, you know, flaming out to some of these women who they want the gay guy's idea on what is fashionable, what looks good together, color, you know, stuff like that. See, Zach even says that I need a radio internship. I don't see it. I think you're just being nice because you're always so nice to me. And Zach's a cutie, y'all. I looked at your Instagram, Zach. Zach's a cutie. He has good hair. And so I always hated my voice, and I always thought that it just sounds too gay. So I can relate to the guys who created this documentary And I'm definitely going to see it. Thing is, it won't come here. I'll have to wait till I'm in a major city or get a bootleg from somebody. And I think David Thorpe is the person who made this documentary. And the documentary, his film is called "Do I Sound Gay?" He even went to speech therapists to try to learn how to sound straight. The film opens Friday at the IFC Center, tackles the difficult subject of many gay men's self-loathing and fear of femininity, which should be familiar to anyone who's perused gay personal ads and a welcome wit. Thorpe talked to George Takei, Dan Savage, Margaret Cho, and CNN anchor Don Lemon about those implications of the gay voice, but also Pope spoke to linguistics experts and gives a mini cellulite closet lesson in the history of the voice's association with cinematic villainy. So if you guys are in a city to where you can see this, I think it'll be scene, I suggest to go check it out because it looks like it'll be interesting. But I can relate, so I want to see it. A couple things that I'm loving right now. There's a new show called Impastor on TV Land. You can see it on Hulu. It stars Michael Rosenbaum as a Lutheran preacher who's faking at being gay and stolen somebody's identity. And he looks really good. Now, you know, Michael Rosenbaum is from this area where I live in. So check that out. And then I was looking at some new shoes. Oh, I do need some new shoes. That's a new show. that must be my what's that called? Not a Freudian slip, but that's my subconscious is trying to tell me that I need some new shoes. I don't have time to go buy any. Recently watched. That was on Vimeo. On Vimeo, if you guys have an Apple TV or you can go to it in your web browser, there's a new series. It's only 12 minutes that's being turned into a comic book, and it gives you a different view of a comic book character. You know, and I'm always a fan of comic book characters who look like myself. And so it's a black comic book character, and I don't know why I can't see it in my. Well, I can't find it because I put it in my search, and it's not there anymore. Damn it! I'll let you know that a little bit later because it's gonna take me too long to find it. I say, boy, boo, I am quick to turn an annoying voice off. Oh, see, again, Zach's so nice to me. You need to do a comic book show. Now that I know you read Midnighter and Superman and Wonder Woman, you could be on the show as a guest host. We could do it through Skype. It'd be fun. You should think about it. But so tomorrow, as we wrap up here for tonight, Zach, are you going to Barnes & Noble or Hot Topic to get any pop figures tomorrow? Hopefully I'll be there early in the morning. That's why I need to take my black butt to bed. Barnes & Noble, they are offering these shared exclusive pops from San Diego Comic-Con, the unmasked versions of Captain America and the Arrow, K-3PO from Star Wars, Blackout Ant-Man, Sparkle Hair Joy from Inside Out, a Black Dalek from Doctor Who, Jelly Baby Fourth Doctor, I don't know what that means, from Doctor Who, a 6-inch Phlox Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street, 6-inch Groot and Rocket out of the Dorbs collection, and out of the Reaction collection, they're going to have the Unmasked Flash and Unmasked Arrows. I did read somewhere that they're going to have they're also going to have the no, that's a Hot Topic. So those are the ones at Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble opens up at 9 o'clock. I think they're offering one character pop per person. So you could buy all of them. You just can't buy multiples One person can't buy multiples of them. But last year, they still had, like, the... I don't think Star Wars 1 will go out. I don't think the Snuffleupagus will go out. But I do believe that the two unmasked, the Arrow and the Captain America, the unmasked Arrow is the one I've been waiting for. That's coming out. And then maybe the one from Doctor Who. That'll be gone pretty fast. The big ones at Hot Topic are the... let's see, the Hot Topic, the Goldbender, which I want. I wasn't a big Futurama person. I have seen it, but I like the Goldbender. It looks really, really good. And also the Metallic 3CP, C-3PO. That looks good. I don't want it. The Unmasked Twisty from American Horror Story, Freak Show, Orphan Black, Helena, Glitter Sadness, the 11th Doctor with Handles, and Rocket with Baby Groot. So from Hot Topic, there's only two that I want. I want the Goldbender, and then I'll probably grab the Rocket and Baby Groot. But I have $30 in hot cash, which if you have any hot cash, it starts on the 9th. It starts on the 9th. So that'll be available for you, for us tomorrow as well. And then Fugitive Toys, which I guess you can get it online. They're offering Arrow's John Diggle, a glow-in-the-dark White Lantern Wonder Woman, and a regular Wonder Woman. I don't know if I'm going to go online and get those. And then Toys R Us online. I'm going to run by the store because I'll be down that way. The Unmasked Flash. So those four are the five of the ones that I want. Now, if I get them, I don't know. Not that I need any more pop figures because I don't have anywhere to put them as. I don't have anywhere to put them now. They're kind of all they're kind of all over the place. And but I want to know what you guys are getting if you happen to be in. And San Diego Comic Con, I know my friends and friends of the show, you guys have heard them, heard me talk about them, Thought Bubbles Podcast, Kristen Lane, they are there. They actually went to San Diego Comic Con. So I can't wait to hear what those guys have to say, or if they're going to bring me something back. So if you guys are listening or get to listen to the show while you're there, you know what I like. Last year they brought me back a signed copy of Poyo from the Chew comic book series that was signed by Jeff Gurley and I forget the other guy's name right now. And they also brought me the San Diego Comic Con version of Buffy the Vampire Slayer issue number 5. And a Dark Horse lanyard that I'm still using, actually. I'm still using it right now. So, I got that from them last year. Great people. So, tell me what you're going to get. I would like to hear what you're going to get. And thank you, Zach, for checking me out. Zach says he's going to work on a Midnighter show with me. So, y'all heard it here. He promised. So, if he doesn't keep on his promise, I'm going to direct everybody to his Instagram page and we'll break Instagram or something. But it was a fun show. So, I don't know what else to talk about. Go check out Kay Michelle and her big ass, literally. She's doing big things. The last album, the most recent album, is called Does anybody want to buy a heart? I think the song is maybe I should call. The last album was Rebellious. So all of it can be found on iTunes. Look for Sunday Night. I'll be talking about this week at Barnes & Noble's Get Pop Culture event. And also, we'll be talking about everything that I found tomorrow morning. Maybe I'll do a little spot there. I have some friends that are meeting me at Barnes & Noble in the morning. So maybe we'll be able to talk about what we're going to get. And I hope there isn't a line. If there's going to be a line, I'll be really pissed. Because I don't stand in lines. I like VIP. You know? So, hopefully I could get in line. Get in and go in, get my stuff and walk out without any problems. Cause I think the mall opens at 10, the Toys R Us opens at 10. So I'm gonna check the website now because it's almost 12 o'clock now. And so maybe they put that flash on the website so I can just order it and have it sent to the store. I won't get it tomorrow, but I'll know I'll get it. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. Think about some of the things I talked about tonight. Send me a voicemail on the website, Zach, that includes you, at the 5x5.blogspot.com. My name is David. Thank you guys so much. I will see you guys on Sunday. You guys have a great rest of your week. Go out to Barnes & Noble. We'll see you next time. Good night. Bye.